Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough.
I would have said that my inspiration was Rabbi Shmuley. He was the guy what was rabbi before me.
I would have to say my dad, Pastor Lee. How about you, Abbot?
Quite definitely Abbot Brown. Caduceus, what about you?
My inspiration, without a doubt, is Bob the Tomato.
Why Bob the Tomato?
Well, he doesn't have arms or legs either, and look at all that he has accomplished.
Oh, hey, it's 7 o'clock, time to start the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Fursome Foursome. Let's go to Rabbi Kuhn for today's Old Testament reading, which will be Nehemiah 11:1 through 12:26.
And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem, and the rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of them to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 parts to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. Now these are the chief of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem, built in the cities of Judah, dwelt every one in his possession in their cities, to wit, Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Netanims, and the children of Solomon's servants. And at Jerusalem dwelt Satan, the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, of the children of Judah, Athaiah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahaliel, of the children of Perez, and Messiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kolhoze, the son of Hazaiah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Joiarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shiloni. All the sons of Perez that dwelt at Jerusalem, for 408 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin. Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Kolaiah, the son of Messiah, the son of Itiel, the son of Jesiah. After him, Gabai, Sali, 928. And Joel, the son of Zikri, was their overseer. And Judah, the son of Sinua, was second over the city. Of the priests, Jediah, the son of Joiarib, Jakin. Seraiah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraiah, the son of Ahitub, was the ruler of the house of God. And their brethren that did work in the house were 822. And Adaiah, the son of Jeraham, the son of Peliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Peshua, the son of Malchiah, and his brethren, chief of the fathers, 242. And Amishai, the son of Azariel, the son of Ahisai, the son of Meshilamot, the son of Immer. And their brethren, mighty men of valor, 128. And their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Also of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Ezrakim, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Bani, and Shabbatai and Josabed, of the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the outward business of the house of God. And Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zebdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving and prayer. Bakbakiah, the second among his brethren, and Ebda, the son of Shemua, the son of Galal, the son of Jedutun, all the Levites in the holy city for 404. Moreover, the porters, Akub, Talmon, and their brethren, they kept the gates for 172. And the residue of Israel, of the priests and the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, every one in his inheritance. But the Netanims dwelt in Ophel, and Ziha and Gispa were over the Netanims. The overseer also of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzi, the son of Beni, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. Of the sons of Asaph, the singers were over the business of the house of God. For it was the king's commandment concerning them, that a certain portion should be for the singers, to offer every day. And Pedahiah, the son of Meshezabil, and the children of Zerah, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And for the villages, with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt at Kiriath Arba, and in the villages thereof, and at Dibon, and in the villages thereof, and at Jekabzeel, and in the villages thereof, and at Jeshua, and at Molada, and at Bethphelet, and at Hazar Shuel, and at Beersheba, and in the villages thereof, and at Ziklag, and at Mekona, and in the villages thereof, and at Enrimon, and at Zariah, and at Jarmut, Zenoa, Adullam, and in their villages, at Lachish, and in the fields thereof, at Azekah, and in the villages thereof, and they dwelt from Beersheba unto the valley of Hinnom. And the children also of Benjamin from Geba dwelt at Michmash, and Aijah, and Bethel, and in their villages, and at Anathot, Nob, and Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittim, Adid, Zeboim, Nebalat, Lod, and Ono, the valley of the craftsmen.
Oh no, the rabbi has fallen asleep again.
Rabbi, wake up!
Oh, sorry. Looks like I bored myself to sleep again. However, as I... And of the Levites, for divisions in Judah and in Benjamin. Now these are the priests and the Levites that went up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Zeriah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Meluch, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremot, Ido, Geneto, Abijah, Miamin, Madiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, and Joyarib, and Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Jediah. These were the chief of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Jeshua. Moreover, the Levites, Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, which was over the thanksgiving, he and his brethren. And also, Bakbakiah and Uni, their brethren, were over against them in the watches. And Jeshua begat Joiakim, and Joiakim also begat Eliashib, and Eliashib begat Joiada, and Joiada begat Jonathan, and Jonathan begat Jedua. And in the days of Joiakim the priest, the chief of the fathers of Seraiah, Meraiah of Jeremiah, Hananiah of Ezra, Meshullam of Amariah, Jehohanan of Melichu, Jonathan of Shebaniah, Joseph of Harim, Adna of Meraiot, Helkai of Ido, Zechariah of Ginnadon, Meshullam of Abijah, Zikri of Minaimin of Moadiah, Piltai of Bilgah, Shemua of Shemaiah, Jehohanan, and of Joiarib, Mattaniah, of Jediah, Uzi, of Zelai, Kalai, of Amok, Eber, of Hilkiah, Eshabiah, of Jediah, Nathaniel. I'm still here. The Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, and Johanan, and Jedua, for recorded chief of the fathers, also the priests, to the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the chief of the fathers, were written in the book of the Chronicles, even until the days of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. And the chief of the Levites, Heshabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren over against them, to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David, the man of God, ward over against ward. Mattaniah and Bakbakiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talman, Akub, were porters, keeping the void at the threshold of the gates. These were in the days of Joiakim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Josedek, and in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, the scribe.
Thank you, Rabbi. And now Abbot Babbitt will be reading our New Testament reading, 1 Corinthians 10:14-33.
1 Corinthians 10:14. Therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. Is not the cup of thanksgiving, for which we give thanks, a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf. We who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifices participate in the altar? Do I mean then that a sacrifice offered to an idol is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, but the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God, and I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. If some unbeliever invites you to a meal, and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if anyone says to you, This has been offered in sacrifice. Then do not eat it, both for the sake of the man who told you and for conscience' sake. The other man's conscience, I mean, not yours. For why should my freedom be judged by another's conscience? If I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the Church of God. Even as I try to please everybody in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved.
Thank you, Abbot. Brother Caduceus will now be reading today's psalm, Psalm 34, 11 through 22.
Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
Thank you, Caduceus. And now for today's proverb. Our proverbs for today are from chapter 21, verses 14 through 16. A gift given in secret soothes anger, and a bribe concealed in the cloak pacifies great wrath. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. A man who strays from the path of understanding comes to rest in the company of the dead.
You know, some of the people that used to be in my synagogue, I just saying stuff like that about it being all right to eat meat that was offered to idols. Aye, they would have kittens.
These same people who walked out on you when you told them that Jesus is their long-awaited Messiah and subsequently attacked St. Fred's.
Yeah, that would be the people.
These individuals need to hearken to the words of the prophet Hosea, who, speaking for God, said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
That's right. I mean, look at the book of Malachi. It demonstrates to us that slavish adherence to religious ritual is worthless if it isn't backed up by love. As Paul says, if I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I'm just a clanging cymbal.
Do you think those guys are really completely devoid of love?
They hired a troll in a burqa to assassinate me.
Yes, and the strange part was, it wasn't even a female troll.
Well, at least they're paying attention to you.
Well, I have to give them credit for one thing. They did give us a great gift.
And what was that?
A ton of free advertising. This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.